FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. Today is, what is today? It's the third Wednesday of the month, which means we have Nancy Aruda with us today from Universal Sky. Nancy is our in-house astrologer, so if you are calling in, we've got lots to talk about today. And I know that you're getting ready for your big holiday starting tomorrow, which I know that everybody starts getting ready for it today. And that's, you know, being from Canada, we've already had ours, but we certainly can appreciate your enthusiasm, and we know that this is a big holiday for you guys. So we will wish you a happy Thanksgiving for sure. So we have lots to talk about, but if you're going to call in, which we love to assist and guide you in your next steps, call us now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback on the homepage of New Sky Radio or sky.radio.com. When you send us an instant feedback, as when you call in, you will be asked for your date of birth, please, because Nancy connects in with the vibration of the day you were born so that she can offer you the best guidance. So yay. Hey, Nance.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So I don't want to discourage people, and I know it's not really this week, although there's been lots happening in the Universal Sky right now.
Oh yeah.
And we have like some very interesting things to happen next week. So hopefully it won't affect too much, although we are still in the M word, retrograde, which, could impact a lot of relationship challenges this weekend, as it's all about communication with Mercury. So that could be, we'll try and give you some tips on that as well, so that you don't drive yourselves crazy while you're enjoying your holiday. But why don't you tell us a little bit what's happening this week, and certainly what's going to be happening next?
Yes. So what's coming up? And I believe it is next Wednesday that we will experience this wonderful vibration of the lunar eclipse in the sign of Gemini. And whenever there is an eclipse, it is about release and transformation, letting go of what no longer serves. And we're given the opportunity to integrate that release over a 6-month period. So whatever the lesson is that we're each learning through the dynamic of Gemini, which, you know, everybody's learning the communication component, the duality component, so seeing the duality in everything. But we have this integrative period where we're given this opportunity to integrate the letting go and the lessons associated to it. There's always a gift whenever there's a lesson, so always remember the gift. And the gift in this particular case is about gaining clarity. Clarity within communication, clarity within your ideas, clarity within your thoughts. So, but in order to acknowledge or receive that clarity, we must first let go of whatever is confusing or blocking that clarity. Okay. This particular eclipse has been mentioned as one of really opening up the heart chakra. So it's really around emotional rebirth. There are a lot of aspects taking place. So there's a lot of interconnectivity with the eclipse itself, as well as with other planets. Now, initially, when I was looking at the eclipse, I was thinking, oh, we've got a yod going on. And I went, because I'm constantly researching and, you know, expanding my mind and and my knowledge base. So I went and I started looking up in my reference texts about yods. And one thing that I have discovered is that a lot of astrologers will not call it a yod unless the apex planet, which is the planet kind of taking the brunt of it, is the slowest moving planet. In this particular case, it is the fastest moving planet. So it may or may not be referred to as a yod. And what a yod is when one planet in conjuncts, an inconjunct is 150 degrees, another planet on one side, and then there's an inconjunct on the other side. So it's kind of like that peace sign. It's kind of like a Y formation between the three planets. Now, with this particular one, so they say when it's a slow-moving planet, it's just considered a double inconjunct. Okay, so we can give it the double inconjunct, and the difference being a yod is an intense confusing energy. So there's this intensity and confusion in the direction that you need to take. An inconjunct is unconscious tension around the direction that you should take. So, but you'll notice there's lack of intensity there. With this particular double inconjunct, it's actually a quadruple inconjunct because we have the moon inconjunct Saturn in the sign of Scorpio, the moon in conjunct Venus in the sign of Scorpio. Therefore, Venus and Saturn are conjunct. We have the moon in conjunct Pluto in the sign of Capricorn and the moon in conjunct Mars in the sign of Capricorn. Therefore, Mars and Pluto are conjunct. We have Saturn sextiling Pluto, Saturn sextiling Mars, Venus sextiling Pluto, Venus sextiling Mars. And if we pull in other planets that are out of this, you know, yod or unofficial yod aspect, we also have Uranus interacting with the moon and with actually all those other planets, Saturn, Venus, Pluto, and Mars. We can throw more into it, saying that Neptune and Chiron are square the moon as it eclipses and sextiling Mars and Pluto while trining Venus and Saturn. So there is a lot of activity taking place during the lunar eclipse.
Mm. What does that mean for all of us?
Clearing. And it means that we're clearing on more than one level. We have these society integration energies that are taking place, saying that the foundation within society needs to change or be altered or transform. We have the relationship dynamic asking for change and transformation, so how we relate to other people. We have to let go of our communication styles and integrate communication styles that work more harmoniously. We have to let go of our emotional reactions to situations, not only within our personal relationships, but also with how we're interacting with relationships of authority or relationships that assist us with transformation. So overall, this dynamic is pulling in an emotional rebirth as well as a fundamental trust in and a cooperation with life. And that's the vibration. Change is imminent. Change is meant to happen at all levels, especially with this particular eclipse. There are so many things that we're letting go of. However, a lot of the change is unconscious. So a lot of it has to do with our thought process, our mind, how we feel in association to our thoughts and how other people will trigger those thoughts, etc.
Right.
So it's a busy day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a busy week because, like, even though, you know, Saturn is sextile Pluto, it's off by 2 degrees. So the actual sextile doesn't happen till December 26th. And that one's far away. But it's still being activated by this eclipse, okay, because it is off by 2 degrees, mm-hmm. which means it's still in there. It's still working, right? The Venus sextile Mars energy, you know, takes place on November 29th. So that's the actual sextile. However, it's still being triggered by the eclipse. So, you know, the aspects that are being triggered are the date ratio is from November 24th to November 29th, plus the December 26th one.
Right.
So there's, you know, and we have 6 months to integrate this. It doesn't mean it'll be 6 months of intensity, but it could be, you know, 6 months of confusion around a specific dynamic of life. Or as you're moving forward with something in life, you know, your relationship might be confused or, you know, there's lack of clarity in how you're relating to your partner because you're focused on something else with huge intensity, right? So like, for example, if, you know, you're making a career change and you're consciously aware of that career change that you're making and this eclipse is triggering that career change, it's how is your partner going to deal with the career change? How are you going to be able to still spend time with your family as you're focusing huge amounts of energy in your career at this point in time? So it's the integration. It's the what do you need to let go of and what do you need to anchor?
Right. Well, sounds like it's going to be pretty intense. It's funny
I believe
how,
it is, yes.
It's funny how some people say it's a positive one and some people say it's going to be incredibly intense, which I think it's going to be. So,
well, you know what? It's there's room for lots of positive you know, stuff to come in from what we're learning through this eclipse. The reason I think what a lot of people are picking up on the positive energy is they're like, wow, I really don't know how to describe everything that's going on. So let me focus on the good stuff. And that's when we're looking at the sun sign. And the sun sign's at 6 degrees of Sagittarius, 46 minutes. And when I look to the Sabian symbol for 7 degrees of Sag, because we always round it up, okay, to the next number, it's Cupid knocks at the door of a human heart. And the keynote is really a stirring up of romantic longings for romantic love. It's a personal initiation through ideal love, which is triggering that emotional rebirth. Okay, so if you look at one component, you can find something that's very, very positive. But what we need to clear in this particular case is everything that's stopping us from attaining that idealistic, romantic love at a heart level. What's blocking our heart from being in that place of love? And that's what the eclipse is asking us to clear.
Right. Okay. Well, we have our first caller. Why don't we take our first caller? I'll start it because I know you need to get her date of birth on.
Okay.
It's a call. So, Debbie, we won't have a lot of time to go through it right now, but let's start it. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Good morning.
So how can we help you? Something about career?
Yes. I started school in my master's program in counseling, and I'm currently working at a homeless shelter. But I'm trying, I want to look for a new job that pays more because I work a full-time job and a part-time job, and I go to school full-time. I just want to know what do you see for me as far as maybe changing my job.
Okay. So you're definitely going to school? Is that what you've planned or?
Yes, I want to come down to one job. I have a full-time job and a part-time job, and I'm getting my master's degree in counseling.
Okay, perfect. Well, that will definitely assist you, obviously, and it's obviously something that you're really interested in as well. So mm-hmm. We are going to go to break very shortly, but I do want to say that there's a lot of change that's going to be happening to you in the next 6 months. So when are you finished your degree?
Oh my God, I just started, but I just graduated with my bachelor's degree. I just started my master's program.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I see a lot of changes happening though. So I guess from what you've started and where you're going to be in the next little while, you're going to have a lot of different changes happening. So I would say, you know, follow your heart always. That's why you're in school. It's definitely going to lead to many, many more things. And, there may even be an opportunity while you're in school. There may be something that comes up maybe on the job boards or something that you can start now. All I'm seeing is that there's huge change coming up for you. So it's all good. And just, you know, just be ready. So we're going to go to break. I may have some more information about Nancy is definitely going to give you some information with regards to this and your date of birth. So we're going to go to break. If you can, if you're wanting some guidance, we're talking all about what's up in the universal sky with our in-house astrologer, Nancy Arruda. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is you're wanting guidance on if you're sending an instant feedback, and also add in your date of birth. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda here, which is my in-house astrologer, and we're talking about all the stuff that's happening in the universal sky, and there's a lot going on with this, especially next week, and we're still in the M word, and so we got lots of stuff happening. Plus, we're coming into the U.S. Thanksgiving, so hopefully we will assist you in being able to ease into that. If you want some advice, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Again, just be really clear. And please add in your date of birth, because Nancy connects in with the vibration of your date of birth. All right. So we were talking with Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
All right. So, Nance, why don't you go for what you have, and I don't know if I'll have anything to add when you're finished, but I might.
Okay. Well, there's a few things going on for you, Debbie, in terms of, mm-hmm. like, this desire to make changes within your career. Mm-hmm. The first thing I get is Saturn opposite Saturn, and then the next one is Saturn sextile Pluto. So even though Saturn is sextiling Pluto, for everybody, you're also having it on a natal level as well. So I should say Pluto is sextile Saturn in your chart. And what that means is there's this, I need to make changes within my career. And these are not superficial changes. These are changes that have a long-term effect. Mm-hmm. So you had mentioned going back to school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be very beneficial. And it's not something that you're going to notice right away in terms of changes that transpire within your career.
Right.
So I'm getting the whole going back to school process could take up to 4 years. Okay. So I don't know specifically what you're going for, but I really want you to think long term instead of short term. This isn't about just grabbing a few courses under your belt. This is about making some major changes in what you're doing.
Right.
Okay. So it's like, it could be like a complete transformation of the degree that you're going for. It's totally in alignment with something that you've wanted to do most mm-hmm. of your life. You've made excuses like, I don't have enough money. I can't not work and go to school. Like, do whatever it is you need to do in order to make this a reality. Okay.
Right.
Because this is really about structuring what you want to be doing for the second portion or the second part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And moving forward, this is kind of like the career change that can help you anchor that security you desire in the
right.
long term. Okay. Don't do it just for the money. This is really about anchoring your desire.
Right.
Does that make
my
sense?
Classes will be for 3 years. So I am thinking about, you know, going to school for the whole 3 years, and my desire is to help people, and my degree will be counseling and substance abuse. So
okay. Okay. Substance abuse. Yeah, it's going to be bigger than that, actually. I think that may be a key component of it, but there's like all these little branches or things that you need to add to that component of counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So like that may be the core, right? People who are experiencing substance abuse. Mm-hmm. But there's all these other tools from all these different other venues or types of counseling that you're going to integrate into that type
mm-hmm.
of counseling.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, it feels good. Do whatever you have to do. So in terms of full-time job, part-time job, you know, yeah, I think you'll still need a job when it comes to going back to school. So
mm-hmm.
if you can't handle full-time, do part-time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think you can do all three, though. I think it would be way too draining.
Right.
So pick whichever one works.
Okay, yeah. So I was just going to try and come down to one full-time job and continue my schooling, because I am really drained. Oh my God, my first class, I'm like really tired.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you're coming out of this sleepy energy that like
mm-hmm.
you've been working with this kind of kickback, relax energy for the past 2 years. You're
yes.
coming out of that. Your energy levels are going to increase. You're going to have moments of exhaustion, but you're going
mm-hmm.
to find your energy levels start to increase, especially when you're in alignment with what your heart wants to be doing.
Right.
So just keep moving in that direction, and hopefully the exhaustion just kind of leaves.
Good. All right. Thank you so much for your help and your insight.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take
have
care.
A good day. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So we have our second caller. I guess we are going to be busy today, busier than I thought we were going to be. So this is good. Are you ready, Nance? I mean, you at least have her date of birth?
Yes, I have
okay.
the info here.
Awesome. So let's take Eleanor. Hi, Eleanor. Or maybe Eleanor's not ready yet.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yep, we can hear you.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
That was a frantic one. We could tell you must have been trying to get through, and we couldn't hear anything.
Oh.
Okay. Uh-huh. We hear you. Okay, so
okay,
you
have my birthday?
We do.
We have it, yes.
Yes. So you're wanting romance, and it's been a little while, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting it's been quite a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Have you been, I know part of it has been the pain and not wanting to open up, but if there's been something about looking after your kids, but they've been gone for a while, have they not?
Yeah, like 2 years I haven't had intimacy.
Okay, so it's time. Okay, that's not too bad. I would say looks like whatever's going on, there's some karmic stuff going on. And is there somebody else in your life that's around you?
The friend, the person that I was in a relationship with in the past, but I'm not intimate with him. We just talk.
He's still around you though. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And have you been able to let that go fully? Or are you still kind of holding the torch for him?
I don't see him as a romantic, intimate partner.
Okay. Does he see you still then as that?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he sees.
Okay. Well, all I'm feeling is that there's some things that just haven't quite let go yet. So there's a piece of you that, you know, doesn't want to be hurt anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a part of you that kind of stays close, but there's somebody around you, and it may not be him. It may be somebody else as well. There's somebody around you that just feels like they're still very in your energy and not quite letting you move forward. Or there's someone around you that really wants to be part of your energy, and you're either not seeing it or not letting him in yet. So it's one or the other. And so you've been finding this a bit of a struggle moving forward and moving into something else. And this says, you know, really to start looking at something that's very passionate to you. So start looking at something that you want around you that's very passionate. So consider those things. I know that Nancy's going to be able to offer you some things with regards to your energy of your date of birth. So, Nancy, are you ready now?
Yep.
Okay,
ready.
Perfect.
Okay. So basically, you've just come out of your second Saturn return. It's been a while since you've had your second Saturn return. It's probably, we're looking at the 2 year mark. The energy now is that Saturn has changed signs. So natally, you have Saturn in Libra, which is all about learning relationship issues and dynamics around relationships. And now that it's moved into Scorpio, there is the opportunity to start moving forward if you have healed whatever that relationship dynamic is, okay? I understand, like, for you, being in an intimate relationship is very, very important because you're a very sensual individual. You have all this Taurus energy. You have Sun in Taurus. Your moon may be Aries or Taurus, depending on your time of day. You have Mercury in Taurus, Venus in Taurus, Jupiter in Taurus. And then you have Mars in Scorpio. So there's all this Taurus energy around you, which is I need to touch and feel and really feel like I'm involved or engaged in relating to other people. And so the lesson for you here is really about healing why you don't feel you're in one now, or like healing whatever dynamic with men of authority. And I think I'm wondering if that's what Lori was picking up on, that authority issue that needs to be healed. Okay.
Oh.
So yeah, because there's this component of, you know, you, and this is a potential. So you may feel as though you need to be the person of authority, or when the partner comes in, they feel they need to be the person of authority. So it's about finding that balance. Or just, you know, healing whatever authority issues you have. Don't be scared of men that seem very authoritative.
allow yourself to open your heart to that dynamic and be a little bit more flexible. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Because I've been going the other way, and then they're weak men.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's all your Taurus energy trying to, control the situation. And I don't mean control in a negative way, right? It's just you're very direct about what it is that you want. So if you find that you're too authoritative, I want to say let your guard down a little bit. Okay? Tell yourself it's okay to be vulnerable.
Oh. Okay.
And know that you're worth being pampered by somebody else instead of you doing all the pampering or demanding the pampering. Let them pamper you.
Let it come naturally?
Yeah. Yeah, it's through healing. So, like, you may find you need to do some, energetic healing around being this authoritative within your own life. And, why you have your guard up. So, like, there's some healing that's required there. But just really open your heart and, say to the universe, I want the perfect man to come into my life, and I'm ready.
Oh. Okay. And as far as career, is there any, because, I'm moving on already in life. I have a career. I have a master's.
Right. You know what? We're going to have to end this now. You have questions about something else, you can either call us at another time or you can call us for a private session. Okay?
Okay. I thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to go to break. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. Just be really clear when you come in on instant feedback. One, your date of birth, and two, what it is that you're wanting to know. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Aruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Feng Shui for the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud.
But if I can't swim after 40 days and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high that I cannot fall, let me alone. Lift me up. Flashing in the ocean, I'm losing control. Dark sky all around. Can't feel my feet touching the ground. But if I can't swim after 40 days, and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high that I cannot fall and feel alone. Lift me up. Dry the streams still flowing, casting down all ways and sin and guilt that overthrow me. If I can't swim after 40 years.
the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda. We are busy today. I didn't think we were going to be so busy.
I told you.
So that's a good thing. We have lots of people waiting. We've got a few instant feedbacks. We've got another caller. I'm not sure how many more, but calls are taken in priority. So if you do want to connect with us and you want to make sure you get in, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. So, yes, let us take our next call, which is from Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you lately you've been talking to your last relationship and you're wondering if something's going to come out.
Yes.
Okay. So how long ago was your relationship?
April, but it was significant. It was close to 10 years.
Oh, that is significant. Right. And what happened in April?
He was going through some issues because of health and things like that, and he ended up just kind of taking a sabbatical from life, you know, and from his job, and then that's like when he kind of came back, and I asked him about something he didn't want to deal with, and so.
Okay, perfect. Okay. What I'm getting is, obviously, continue talking, because that, you know, there's a lot of things that you need to talk about, and the commitment that you're looking for, you want that, so you want to shift that around and really create something where it was lacking before. Okay, I do see a lot of positive stuff around this. I do see that this is, you know, that this is something that can happen for you. I guess the question is, one, you know, you've already put 10 years in. There's some sort of commitment thing going on. And obviously there's some things that, I mean, probably wasn't the best timing to, you know, start pushing him if he was going through some health problems and his own kind of drama that he was going through. And just, I mean, I just want you to be very, it looks very positive. I'm just feeling this, you know, make sure this is what you want, if this is what you want. Like, if you really want to work on this and, you know, create it into what you're wanting, then, you know, make sure that it fits everything that you want. And don't just do it because you're afraid there's not going to be someone else, because I guarantee you there will be somebody else. So just keep all your options open and really try not to limit yourself, okay?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying there. And I'm just curious as well, too, that some of the things that were issues in our situation, you know, he jumped into another and has been taking on those type of responsibilities and stuff, and that's actually kind of confusing, especially when...
He jumped into another relationship right away?
Well, that's not confusing. I understand that, you know, a lot of people do that, but that some of the issues that were problems in our relationship regarding roles and responsibilities and stuff like that, he's taking on in other situations.
I see. Okay. You know, I would, again, just be really open. Just, you want something, you're looking for something, so don't let it... don't settle. I mean, you know what you need and want, and I would maintain that. Okay? But I know that Nancy also has some information for you. So, Nance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting because you are totally on path, which means whatever you're experiencing right now,
you need to experience. Okay. And there's quite a bit of power in that statement. So it may not be what you like. It may not be moving in the direction that you want, but wherever you are right now is what you need. Okay. There yeah. is this dynamic of getting very, very clear about what it is that you want, what it is that you will accept or what you will not accept. And really this past relationship coming back is an opportunity for you to define your own clarity. Okay. It doesn't mean that you will be with this person or you won't be with this person. I'm going to agree with Lori. If you choose not to be with this person, there is another one. Okay. So it's not like you're limited to this person for the rest of your life, unless of course that's what you want. Okay. So you're really in a point of, you know, see what's transpiring. Look with more than just your eyes. Listen with your ears, but also listen and see with your heart. Okay?
So this because is more about me learning what I really need and what I want and what...
Yes. But it's not
and
a learning.
Boundaries to set and things
yeah.
like that.
But it's interesting because typically I get it as a learning. This isn't about a learning. This is bigger than a learning. This is a knowing and honoring what you know.
Okay.
So no rushing, no settling. Okay. You have time. There's nothing saying I need to make a decision now. Okay. So in terms of this relationship that you're in this moment, okay, do not make a decision for 1 year. Just take it day by day for 1 year. Do not impose directions for 1 year. So don't tell him how he should be or how he shouldn't be, what he should be doing, what he shouldn't be doing. Just let him be and see what happens. And then in a year's time, decide, is this what I want? Without giving any direction or any cues or any insight into what it is that you want, because you're still designing that. You're still figuring it out.
So do you feel like we may be working together soon in a relationship? Or
you and this individual? You're working through something together.
Okay.
What happens once you work through that is free will. So you get to choose. If it's based on, if it's what you want, then you can move into a fully committed relationship. If it's what you don't want, then you need to honor that and do whatever it is you got to do to.
But I will be in a situation where we can explore that sooner than later. Like,
If you're not, you need to just accept the fact that you are in a situation where you get to explore it. Okay. If you're not together, then there's nothing to explore. So if it ends on its own accord, there is nothing more to explore. It's done.
Well, we're not together right now.
Okay.
Just kind of, talking.
Yeah. Communication lines have been open.
Yeah.
You will be given the opportunity to get closer. How close you choose to get is your choice.
Okay.
And again... Don't settle. Just observe. Notice what's going on.
Well, this is great because this all resonates with me. This
good.
It can be very confusing. And what I'm feeling.
Yeah, and it can be very confusing for people who aren't experiencing it. Okay, in terms of there's something for you to observe through this interaction, and that observation brings you what you already know and what you already know you want. Okay, so whether or not it's with this individual or whether or not it's with another individual, there's some key learnings and knowings that are transpiring that you need to honor.
Okay.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
And y'all have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So it's time to go to our last break. if you have, we'll be able to take one more caller. We're going to try and do the instant feedbacks if we don't get a caller. But if you want to get in queue, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Socket and drove, resent nothing. It's goodwill inside of me.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the web at UniversalSky.com. I can be found at IntuitiveSoul.com. We've been talking, well, mostly we've just been busy with people calling in, but we do recognize your big holiday coming up, and I know that there's lots to be grateful for, and I know that one of the ways to maintain balance when you have to do your big family dinners is to, you know, come from that place of gratitude and just, you know, just be quiet, watch, observe, try not to get involved in the family dynamics that are all around you that make you crazy, which we all know happens. but yeah, we have an instant feedback from Jill. She's going through a major transition with her family and friends circle, and she feels like everything's going haywire. She's choosing to unplug. That's always a really good thing, but you're still on edge because you recognize things are changing quite rapidly for you, and you need a direction to go on. All right, so yeah, karmic family stuff, making new friendships, loving him. You know, it's probably part of, you know, your birthday that's coming up, which Nancy will discuss. And I'm just thinking, you know, you're just at a stage where you don't want to take any of the, you know, the BS that's around you. And I think that that's okay. I think, you know, the more you recognize where you're wanting to go, the more you look at those deep core values and issues that you have, your wounds, as well as those things that you're wanting to evolve towards, coming from a place of compassion, love instead of fear. You know, unplugging is a really good thing for a while. I'm all for that. So I'm going to say that's a really great thing to do right now. I believe that you have all the tools right now, that you are, you know, you're working with all the tools. There's, you know, there's some things that I would say definitely unplug, let go of, release all the things that no longer fit you. It doesn't necessarily mean that family and friends have to leave your life completely. It just means, you know, take some time and just unplug, like you say, and just look over the things that, I would make a list of all the things that really drive you crazy and try and find the common thread that weaves them all together. There'll be a core issue that you're dealing with. It's probably, it will have something to do with feeling separate from the oneness. It will have something to do with either feeling abandoned or feeling you have to do things on your own or feeling that you're not worthy of getting people's approval and acceptance. Something around that that is a deep core issue, I would definitely look into that. As you go through all the people and the things that sort of drive you crazy, look for those threads. And it's about choosing. It's about choosing from a space of love and not getting caught up in the drama and just really empowering yourself. So Nancy, what are you getting?
Okay. Yeah. Choosing to unplug is a good thing. The thing to remember is don't avoid. So sometimes when some people unplug, they go into avoidance, which means I don't want to deal with it. So as long as you're dealing, unplugging and dealing, it's fine. Whereas you should not unplug and avoid.
Right.
So there's a fine line there between the two.
Definitely.
Vibrations, right? Detach, totally detach. Detachment is good as long as you're not avoiding what it is you're detaching from. Okay. So, because some things you can't avoid, and those are the things that you need to work through. You cannot necessarily completely detach from specific family members, as there is stuff that needs to be worked through. And that would be more the karmic component. And that's more the stuff that's been long-term, the stuff that's been going on for a long time. Ask yourself, how can you heal it instead of detach from it? There are situations coming up, which will be very, very tempting. And I want to say explore. So explore whatever it is you feel as though you should explore in the moment. There is a part of Jill that is very reserved. Even though she is Sun in Sagittarius, she has Moon in Capricorn, which is I need to follow what is expected of me from society. A lot of Scorpio energy as well, which is that intensity and that, oh yeah, I can detach very easily. Okay. Which, like I said, as long as you're not avoiding, it's fine to detach. So there's this like inner conflict of I want to explore and expand, but I also have to stay very grounded and conform. Dynamic happening. when it comes to the our birthdays, because your birthday is coming up, Jill, happy birthday. You know, we have, society has told us we need to go out and celebrate and party it up. And typically birthday energy, like that's what society tells us. But in fact, what we're doing is withdrawing and kind of reviewing the past year that has gone by and planning our future year. So whether we do it consciously or unconsciously, is like a major contributor into whether we believe the year ahead will be successful or not. So take some time and consciously plan what your goals and objectives are for your next year, what direction you would like to go in regards to relationship as well as growth and abundance and really healing some of that family dynamic stuff that needs to be healed. So, like, think about those few things without taking it out on other people. And I simply say that because of your Venus and Mars in Scorpio, there's this tendency to really project what you're feeling on others. So, like, have some ownership into what you're feeling. Don't blame the other person. And then kind of unplug from the dynamic as you process what to do with it. Okay.
Cool. Well, Nance, do you have any thoughts? We don't have a lot of time. Do you have any thoughts for, again, this isn't our Thanksgiving, but it is a big holiday in the States. And so we are very grateful to all the people that have been listening to our show, grateful to all of my guests and co-hosts. I wish you a very, very happy holiday.
Yes. And yeah. You know what? Focus on gratitude. So even though there's that underlying current of everything that's not working in people's lives when they get together with family and there's that tension and unhealed issues, focus on the gratitude. Really consciously integrate and remember those happy times and those fun experiences and really focus on what you're thankful for about your family members. You know, even if it's the stuff you don't like, there's some learning in there. Find the learning and be thankful for it.
And we also, you know, it's interesting because, you know, usually when it's family, you know, we're just looking for approval. So acknowledge the fact that, you know, approval can come from yourself. You don't need to get it from other people. So go within, yeah. Find that approval that you're seeking so desperately from outside of you that you may not be conscious of at all. And just, you know, just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Enjoy
and
yourself.
And remember, gratitude can alter your attitude.
There you go.
I like that. I just came up with that.
Tweet it. Tweet it, honey.
Gratitude can alter your attitude.
All right. So have a great Thanksgiving, and we will connect with you next week.